You can bust some moves, Robbie. Is it a bird?
Or is it a plane?
Doesn't it really matter, cause it's just a game? Will the boys be kings?
Or will the girls be queens?
Let's find out, cause it's 8-14! Even though we are winning, the guys won the game on Friday. I am still taking pelters. I was doing a gig on Saturday night. Bloke comes up to me and says, "Macardo, you need to get your finger out on thingamajiggy." I am still taking pelters. It's the game we play every morning. We describe a word. You have to figure out what it is we're trying to say. Every day, the boys of Ayrshire go up against the girls of Ayrshire. Friday was a win to the boys. Didn't make a difference to the week because it ended up the girls won overall, a score of 3-2 for the week.
Yes, we won fair and square. So today, representing the girls of Ayrshire is a new lady, Dawn Campbell from Irvine. Dawn's 33. Morning, Dawn.
Morning.
Dawn works for the council. Now, this is your first morning on playing Thingamajiggy. How are you feeling?
Quite nervous, actually.
Are you nervous?
It's different when you're on the radio.
I'm nervous, but I'm going to win.
Ah, you're going
yes,
to win.
Yes, we're going to win. I like that attitude already.
Herbit, Sherbit.
Excuse me, we're the ones that are winning, so just you bite that tongue. Just you weeshed.
Boys won on Friday.
We can dish it out. Do you know what I'm saying, Dawn?
Here we go.
Right, here's how you play. Here's how you play Thingamajiggy. It's pretty straightforward. 30 seconds on the clock. You just have to guess the word I'm describing. If you don't know what word I'm talking about, shout Thingamajiggy, and I'll move on to another word, but you can only use Thingamajiggy once. Okie dokie?
Yeah, that's fine.
Alrighty, your 30 seconds starts now. Right, this is a creepy crawly thing. It's red. They were in I'm a Celeb last night and amongst Jake's head.
Oh, cockroaches.
Nope.
Nope.
See, Sebastian was this in Little Mermaid.
Oh, a crab.
Yes. Right, this is where you'll look for loads of words. The explain definitions of words. Yes. If you hurt yourself, you get a cut, you'll need to go to hospital for what?
An operation?
The word was stitches.
Okay. We're talking about it earlier, right? Stitches. Let's see how we get on with Ryan. How are you, Ryan?
I'm not bad. How are you, Tom?
Good man, not bad, mate. Ryan Quinn. Ryan's 16. It's his third time on playing the game. He goes to Auchinleck Academy. He's heading off there this morning. And Christmas is in the bag. Is that right? You're well organised. Done and dusted.
That's it, all done.
Good man, right. Hopefully you're just as organised with Thingamajiggy. Same rules apply. Dawn got a score of 2 this morning, so you get a score of 2 to beat. Are you confident, Ryan?
Aye, let's go for the hat trick.
Let's go for the hat trick. Score of 2 to beat. Good luck, my friend. Here we go. Right, in the winter, you put these on your hands to keep warm.
Gloves.
Gloves, yes. You'll tighten nuts with this. It's a tool. Hexagonal at the end. What?
Spanner,
yeah. Aliens fly these. Strange light
spaceship.
In the sky. What?
Spaceship.
No spaceship. Three letters.
Thingamajiggy.
UFO. Right, a horse with a horn on its nose. There was one in Despicable
Me.
Unicorn, you just got there. Oh, that's the wrong music. I'm getting so carried away. It's this one. Well, no, what now, man? It's not the sisters, it's the boys. Well done. I get so excited I'm playing the wrong music.
That's just because you're a girl deep down, Colin.
Oh,
you know, you're just thinking a lady. That's why you've done it. You let out your inner Colleen McCardle there.
Ryan, well done, mate. And never mind, Dawn. Just pipped at the post.
I know.
I thought we were heading for a draw there. Never mind. Right, thanks, Dawn. Have a good day.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
Sorry, bye.
Ryan, you got your hat trick. You pleased?
That's us.
Good, that's us. Job done. I'll speak to you in the morning. Cheers, pal.
Speak tomorrow.
Bye.